The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. No surprises here. Charity scandals. Adam.
Yes, I suppose no surprises because, I mean, we're talking about sort of Me Too allegations, if you like, and it's always going to happen. The charity sector is now getting it. So 128 workers have been accused of sexual abuse while working at Oxfam, Christian Aid, Save the Children and the British Red Cross, four of our biggest charities, four of the world's big charities. Big accusation, though, is against Oxfam because aid workers hired prostitutes for sex parties after the earthquake in Haiti in 2011. But they also claimed that they did something similar in Chad in 5 years before. The charity says that the claims have been investigated as they came clean, but frankly, no one can remember coming clean about this, so there's a lot to go through on it. But, I mean, apart from anything else, this is a charity, Oxfam, that takes in about £500 million a year in revenue. Mm-hmm. It claims to help the lives of 11 million people annually. What damage is this going to do to the charity's reputation?
That's a bit of a crook line, I have to say, Adam, this morning. I'd like the story about the constipated gangster.
Here we go. This has got to be one of the more bizarre police fakeouts. They've arrested a potential gangster in Essex on drugs charges. But as they raided his home, the suspect is believed to have swallowed a large stash. So on the basis of what goes in must come out, detectives want to get to the bottom of it. And
stop
three
it.
Weeks later, 21 days, he still hasn't been. So police are keeping up with their calling a poo watch, and indeed they're tweeting, hashtag poo watch, so we can all watch what they're doing with their stakeout. I don't know, 21...
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Stool pigeon.
Thank you. A typical Gilchrist report. They're trying to get to the bottom of it. Thank you, Adam.